Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell, and I got to give a big shout out to Brian Overstreet and the folks who are helping this man that we're about to talk to live his dreams and hopefully be a very high pick tomorrow in the NFL draft. And we're talking about Montez Sweat. His friends call him Tez, so we're going to call him Tez as he joins us here on Dukes and Bell. And out of mistake, but he's an Atlanta dude, man. And Tez, we appreciate the time, man. I know you've been busy, got all this stuff going on. So to give us a few minutes before the draft, we're really thankful for that. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. It means the world to me getting on the station in Atlanta, man.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate that. And, you know, we know this is home. We got, you know, everybody, all your family and friends are interested in what's going to happen with you. Let's go back and talk about this process because – you know, Mike and I are looking at the metrics. We're looking at you from a physical standpoint. You're a beast. I mean, 6'6". I mean, you run a 4.440. You killed it at the combine. But let's go back to the season because you're all SEC and you're making all these plays from Miss State. Do you think you were under the radar or not? Because a lot of people were not talking about you until after the combine like they are getting ready for this draft.
Yes, I think that does get overlooked sometimes that I was definitely a sack leader in the world's biggest conference in college football, the ACC, and all that type of stuff. I mean, of course, I'm a combine warrior and all that type of stuff, but I mean, the tape is going to speak for itself, man. I think football is football.
Mm-hmm. How was the combine experience for you? Because some guys get freaked out by it. You have fun?
The combine was definitely overwhelming, man. It's a lot of interviews, a lot of media, a lot of that type of stuff. And then when you finally get on the field, it's only about 30 minutes of working out, man. But it was definitely a great experience, man. A dream come true. It's something that I always looked at when coming up as a kid, man. To actually be on that stage, it was crazy.
It is Montez Sweat, guys. Tez, right out of Miss State. He's an Atlanta guy, 22.5 sacks, voted first team all SEC twice, and that's the numbers we were talking about. The tape speaks for itself. Let me ask you this. What's your biggest attribute? All right, we are a team that wants to draft you. We're talking to you. We looked at all the physical stuff. What are you going to bring our football team?
I think my biggest attribute is definitely my effort, man. I'm never going to give up on the play. I'm very relentless in my pursuit to the ball, man. My mentality is always, get ball, get ball. Of course, I'm going to get your TFL. I'm going to get those sacks, man. But I think the effort is my biggest attribute and what's most important in a football player.
What do you got to work on, man? What's something you look at? Because, I mean, obviously you can't coach your size and your speed. But what's something you feel you got to work on for the next level?
Man, I think I can work on all aspects of my game, from pass rush moves to run efficiency, I mean, to even dropping in coverage. I mean, all that stuff can be tweaked and just it's always – that's a thing where players get kind of misconstrued at, man. You can always add stuff to your game to get better in all aspects.
It is Montez Sweat, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Bro, I got to ask you this. You nervous? You nervous a little bit?
I mean, I definitely got a few butterflies, man. I mean, it's definitely a few butterflies in my stomach, man. Ain't no telling where I'm going to end up, man. But I'm more excited than nervous, man. I'm just ready to get back to football, man, doing what I love to do.
So you will be watching, though. It's not like you're just going to wait and get a phone call. You'll be hanging out watching it.
Yeah, I might be a little bit of watching, man. I'm just hoping my phone rings a little early, man. I'm going to be at Topgolf, you know, just playing around a little bit, man.
All right.
Well, I got to tell you, and we've been talking about a lot of this stuff, and I know that you're probably hearing all this craziness and you're trying to distance yourself from it. Where are you going to end up? What team really likes you? I got to ask, because you are from Atlanta. What about the Falcons? Because I've said this, and again, I told our listeners, this is a guy's name that's on the board. Tez Sweat is on the board with the Falcons. Now, whether they end up taking him or not, but how do you feel about that?
Oh, man, that would be crazy, man, to play for the hometown, of course, man, to come back to Atlanta to play, man, that would be crazy. And Mercedes-Benz, I've never even been in a new stadium. I'm always grew up watching the Falcons in the Georgia Dome and all that type of stuff, but Yeah, that'll be crazy.
Well, I mean, Dan Quinn, he's a defensive line coach for what it's worth. I mean, we've been trying to prognosticate where they're going to go. But, I mean, they've got you anywhere, brother, from top 10, top 20. I mean, again, the lower, as you said, the better for you. But, I mean, you just want to get to the next level and start cracking heads.
That's all, man. I just want to get back to football.
Well, some people compare you, and I want to get your thoughts on this, just from a football standpoint. They say you can play 4-3 or 3-4. First of all, you feel like you can play either one, right? 4-3 or 3-4?
Yes, sir. And I feel like I definitely showed that in both defenses, from Ty Griffin to Bob Shoup. I mean, I played a 3-4 my first year at Mississippi State, and then when my D coordinator left, I moved to the 4-3 when I predominantly had my hand on the ground most of the time. So mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a very versatile athlete, man. I can do it all.
So Alden Smith is a guy that some general managers have compared you to, just from a football standpoint. Is that
He's a dog. He's crazy.
Well, here's the thing. Now, every time we have a guy on who doesn't go to Georgia, who grew up in Georgia, people want to know, why didn't you go to Georgia? So what?
Man, and that, I guess that's another thing that kind of happened when I was coming out of college. I mean, I was overlooked. I mean, definitely, if I would have had a UGA offer, I mean, that was I would have loved to go to UGA and get sacked there, man. But I was overlooked there, man. But I mean, I've always been a get it out the mud type of guy. I'm gonna grind for what I deserve, and that's what I've done,
bro. You're 6'6". How you get overlooked, man?
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. I guess I'd be like some people know, I took my junior year off in high school to play basketball. So I guess they thought it wasn't there, man. But I know I would have wreaked havoc at UGA, definitely.
What was the team that, I guess, obviously you got the Ole Miss, you got the Egg Bowl, you got that LSU, you get to play Bama every year. What was the toughest team for you to play against?
Toughest team to play against? I don't know, man. That's a hard one, man. People don't realize in the SEC, you really got to bring it every week. I can't really name like a tough team. I say you really just got to bring it every week, man.
Yeah. All you know is against Bama, you killed your guy. That's all you remember.
That's it, man. I'm working on annihilating the guy in front of me, man.
So you got Nick Bosa coming out in this draft. You probably met these other cats that are coming out. You got Kentucky's Josh Allen, Rashawn Gary from Michigan, obviously Cleveland Farrell. All these guys are talking about, you know, and then there's your name. Are you the best of the group? Do you feel like you're the best of the group? And if so, why?
Most definitely I'm the best in the group. I mean, definitely talented group. I mean, through all these guys. And I mean, I've conversed with all the guys at the combine and stuff like that, and I feel like we're good friends and even great competitors, man, but I really don't feel like anybody has the speed, the length, the versatility, the relentless, all that type of stuff to match up against anybody on that football field, man. Mm.
You just tuned in, guys. It's Montez Sweat with us here on the Wade4.com hotline from Stone Mountain. Made his bones at Miss State. And for those who didn't follow the combine, where Montez's name really kind of burst out was your speed. You talked about your speed. Are you always that fast? You have to train with parachutes and stuff? Are you always that quick?
I mean, like I've always said, I've been a dual sport athlete, man. I ran track, man. I played basketball. So I always knew I had some burners on me, man. It was just getting around those guys that are just going to help me show my best capabilities.
Now, Taz, you said you hooped, obviously, and you probably could have went on a hoop scholarship if you really wanted to. You've been watching these NBA playoffs? You pay attention to the league?
Yeah, man. I just saw Damian Lillard, man, kill the Thunder last night. Woo! Man, I've definitely been paying attention to that, man. It's crazy. I'm definitely still a little bit of a basketball fan, but definitely my heart lies with football now.
Right. Yeah, man, we were talking about it earlier in the show. Paul George did his job. Russell Westbrook kind of missed out on his job.
Not so much.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. And it kind of looked like Paul George is far at the end, man, because he hit the shot on dude. And I was telling my friend, I'm like, man, Damian Lillard's going to pull up half court.
And he did.
For real. And little did he know, he did.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Montez Sweat, guys, on the program. Tez, we really appreciate you jumping on with us, man. Like I said, I know it's been busy talking with your people, and we wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully we can grab you once this process is done, once you find out where you're going, because Atlanta wants to know, man, and we want to follow you. Hopefully it's with the Falcons, but if it's not, we certainly want to follow your career and see how things go with you. So we'll grab you here in a few days when everything settles down, but, man, we wish you luck.
Most definitely, man. I'm always going to have a home here in Atlanta. Of course, this is where my family is. This is where I grew up, man, so. Definitely want to keep that relationship with you guys, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Tez. Best of luck, man. Have fun on draft night.
Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.